Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Lynn Herman of Catholic Charities about adult day programs. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
What is an adult day program?
An adult day program is a program where adults, especially senior adults, can get out of the house, go to a facility for services, and if the family member who is the primary caregiver knows what that senior needs for enrichment in their life, it really, really helps. In other words, do they need just socialization? Do they need medical attention throughout the day? Are they disabled? Do they need special care? Do they need a special diet? Do they need help at mealtime with feeding? Do they need to be bathed? If the caregiver knows and can relate what the needs are, then they can choose a facility that can help meet those needs.
I know you just mentioned some of the benefits of attending an adult day program. Are there any other benefits for a person to actually come to an adult day program?
The benefits of attending an adult day program are really endless. First of all, it gets the person with the need out of the house. It puts them in a social environment where they can have some independence. They can meet people. They can have some of their needs met, be it social or cognitive or recreational. And these are the things to look for when you're looking for a program. Ask if they have an activities director. Ask if they have activities throughout the day and what those activities might be, so that you can match the interest and your senior or your person who's attending the program can have some motivation and stimulation, and at the same time, enjoyment.
Enjoy their day. So if I have a mother that is looking for an adult day program, some to socialize, to be out with other people her age,
I would look, first of all, at the staffing and ask if you can come in and observe and talk to the staff and talk to the people that attend the program.
Okay.
And bring a list of questions with you. I would ask the staff how long they've worked at this facility.
Okay.
And I would ask what the staff ratio is for staff to participant.
What is the correct ratio? Is there...
Well, actually, we are licensed by the state of Tennessee, and licensure requirement is one staff person for each 8 attendees.
Okay. What services are provided in an adult day program?
For the attendees, the services that we provide as a social model are each day we provide exercise, we provide a morning devotional, we provide entertainment in that we have a staff person who is a professional musician.
Okay.
And he plays the guitar and sings. We do a lot of cognitive activities with them,
mm-hmm.
a lot of games that are very stimulating.
Okay.
We have youth that visit on a regular basis, as well as infants and small children.
Okay.
We have pet visits. We try to bring people in from the outside that have special things they want to share.
Okay.
And then there's a change of pace, a different voice,
right.
a different structure to the
right.
day.
Right.
But we keep an activities calendar posted at all times, and we send the activities calendar home at the beginning of each month, so that with the letter to the caregivers, so that they can see what activities we'll be having per day.
And if a person is looking for an adult day program or is looking for information about one, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call us at Catholic Charities. Our main line number is 352-3087. And we also have a website, and that is cctenn.org.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.